Rise, shine, and press play. Mornings are better with East Coast Breakfast, only on East Coast Radio.
Kai Shabalala's oldest son, 2.5 years, Kai Shabalala, is struggling to get off the dummy. Okay, and we're talking about the dummy here. Okay, so how do you wean your child off a dummy is the question. 0617929495.
The one way to wean a child off a dummy is to just cut the dummy in half, or like cut the plastic, because then the child cannot suck on it.
No one
does. I won't lie. I've been reading some of these responses. I will say, you parents out there, some of you all are cruel. Izal Ellis says, we sent it for repairs as it mysteriously got a hole in it. It's been 4 years now and the repairman still hasn't gotten back to them, which is great.
That's the delay. That's the delay method.
That's not traumatizing. This is a trauma for me. Tie pink and blue balloons, attach the baby dummy at an animal farm or beach, and then allow it to fly away in the wind. So you just let your child see something that they love so much being taken by the wind, being traumatized. Guys, I don't know. That's your parents, Janet, I don't know. Nalisha also on Facebook says, I rubbed peanut butter on his when I was changing his diaper, and then he thought the dummy fell in the poo and then
did it work? Didn't. Well, I don't know if that worked. Nalisha, just let us know if that worked.
No, guys, no.
Those are not good options. No, very
you don't like
guys.
Any of those.
No. We love our Kai. I don't want him to be traumatized. Please.
Guys, do seem kind of trauma inspiring.
Let me just add something in there, right? The other problem is that Brody has a dummy.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think maybe he forgets there's a dummy, then sees Brody sucking on a dummy.
Oh, no.
And so there's
but
also.
Now,
do I put Brody's one in poo as well?
You all opted for back to back, so.
Springboard to back to back. Good morning, Minnie. Minnie, please tell me, how do you wean a child off a dummy? Tell me, please.
Hey guys, morning.
Hi, yes.
Take that dummy, dip it in an aloe vera. Child will leave that dummy as fast as possible. I swear.
Is it fast for the child to be eating aloe vera?
Minnie.
Aloe vera is healthy. At the same time, yes, it's bitter. But just dip that dummy and put it in the child's mouth. The child will spit that. Will throw away that dummy at the same time.
Shame. No, okay. Poor Kai. Don't do that.
And then you're reminded of it every time your child greets you. Aloe Vera. The trauma continues.
No, please be serious here, bro. Yeah. So Rushka from Tongue Art, how do we wean a child off a dummy? Please tell me.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
So, I'm an NICU pain nurse.
Okay.
And having two children of my own and having breastfed them, to get them off is to put brown vinegar. Dip the teeth into brown vinegar. It works like a charm. My nephews, nieces, even random people I've met have done this, and it has worked like a bomb.
So, Rushka, I have a personal question. So, you say it works for breastfeeding, and you use brown vinegar. So then did you have to dip
yourself
your breasts in the brown vinegar?
No, you just take a bit in your fingertips and
it's bizarre. Okay.
It works because instantaneously the child lets go of the breast, child lets go of the dummy. They don't want that taste in their mouth again.
Okay.
And each time they're going to associate that teeth of the dummy with that taste.
Still seems a bit...
Is there no positive way of doing this?
Sister Saruksha, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Minnie. Thank you, everybody. Now, Sky, you've got plenty here. You got plenty. I think the best one, actually, we heard earlier, was take it to the shop and trade. Use the dummy as currency.
I like that.
I'll come be dummy fairy at
Shame,
your house.
Shame, man. I don't want to
swap the dummy for
if
something.
If we give you brown vinegar to take home.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know what's going to happen the next day. Should we do that? I'll go get you some brown sugar. I want to see how that conversation goes.
That's great. No, thank you for that. So that's. I'm not going to use any of the Facebook. Facebook traumatizing.
Yeah. Right. There has to be.
All right. You know what? Thank you for your voice notes. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for the Facebook. Facebook, there's some cruel things you do in there.
Like
Facebook.
We can see your name, bro.
We can report you.
But my mom told me, she did to me back in the days. So she basically put chili
on
the dummy.
Come on.
Are we? Stop it.
No.
Yeah.
Your parents are cruel. Yeah. Can I just say, parents, you're very cruel. You're giving us trauma. We've been looking for a way to get Khaya Shabalala off the dummy. Yes. We are asking that question. How do you wean a child off a dummy?
And your advice from brown vinegar, chili powder, aloe vera, cutting the dummy is
the balloon.
Just
was the most traumatic for me. Watching the balloon leave on the beach.
The dummy just blown.
That's terrible, guys.
No, I don't know if this has helped me at any...
That's why, Sky, we are now going to revert to the 21st century parenting tool.
AI.
Which is now AI tool. Mm. Sky, Sky GPT. It's ChatGPT.
Okay.
ChatGPT, how do you wean your child off the dummy?
Tell your child that from now on, they can use a rock instead of a dummy.
Oh, come on, man.
No. While this might seem absurd and uncomfortable, it could make the dummy look more appealing in comparison, leading them to voluntarily give it up.
Okay, so I don't understand.
I don't believe him.
How the rock, give them a rock instead and say, can you be better, please?
Offer to trade your child's dummy for a pet fish.
Oh.
Okay. While this might momentarily distract your child, it's not a realistic long-term solution and could result in your child trying to trade other items for new pets.
This is a point. Also, if you're trading a dummy for a fish, you can't stop the kid from treating the fish as a dummy. This is not good news.
But Kai likes animals and birds and butterflies, so he would love a little pet fish and he would be so kind and loving.
Good time to introduce him to sushi. So, what? Yeah. Too soon? Give us more. One more.
While this might momentarily distract your child, it's not a realistic long-term solution and could...
Okay, that's...
Inform your child that the dummy has formed a band with other dummies and is going on a world tour. While this might sound funny, it's likely to leave your child wondering why their dummy prefers playing music over being with them.
The dummy went to the Olympic Games. He's gone to the Paris Olympics.
Exactly. Tatiana, dummy marker.
Yeah.
Now we just need to...
Rise, shine, and press play. Mornings are better with East Coast Breakfast. Only on East Coast Radio.